1.
John, have you ever seen the film Holiday? I just loved the English cottage in which one of the characters lives. After I watched the film the first time, I wanted to see the house in real life. I started looking for tours which included a visit to the village where the film was made. But I found out that the house I was keen to see doesn't exist anymore. It had been built in just 2 weeks, and when the filming ended, it was taken down. I was so disappointed.
Two. Agatha Christie, the well-known writer, bought this house in 1938 and described it as the loveliest place in the world. She used to stay here to relax with friends and family. This wasn't the place where she worked on her detective stories, but she set 3 of her books here. Before we walk around the house, I need to get the tickets. You could now leave the coach, sit in the deck chairs in the front garden, and enjoy the amazing views. We'll meet at the main entrance in 15 minutes. Three.
I'd like to invite you to watch our next program. We are going to have Oscar Mendez, an architect from Bogotá, with us in the studio. Mr. Mendez owns a company which uses recycled plastic to construct houses. As far as I know, the system is very easy. First, things like old plastic bags, bottles and toys are turned into all the different parts needed for building a house. Then these parts are put together just like Lego. With this technology, it is possible to build a house in just 5 days. You will have the chance to learn more when you join us next week.
Four. This is the point in our weekly program when we give our listeners ideas for short weekend trips. Our first suggestion today is for fans of The Lord of the Rings. For as little as £100 a night, you can experience how it feels to live like a hobbit. The idea for this magical hobbit holiday home came from the famous fantasy novel and movie series. The house has round doors and walls and is located in beautiful English countryside. It is perfect for up to 4 guests. Why don't you make a reservation right now? You won't regret it. Five.
Yesterday, I decided to leave my car at home and go to my office on foot. In one of the streets on my route, I saw a few people standing in front of a wall. At first, I thought that they were looking at a poster, but when I asked one of them, she said that they were waiting to enter the narrowest house in the world. It is just 92 centimetres at the narrowest point and 152 centimetres at the widest point. The house has 2 floors and a kitchen, a bedroom, a bathroom, and even a tiny living room. It is hidden between 2 much bigger buildings, so I'd had no idea that it was there.